Welcome along to week 10 of our audio diaries with our two remaining athletes, Danny and Harry. Week 10 already. I know I must say that every episode, but I just am astonished by how these weeks are flying by. And so without further ado, we shall head over and listen to what the guys have been up to this week. And we shall see you on the other side.
Hi, Richard. Hi, everyone. It's Sunday. Again, another weekly report. This is going to be my last report before my race, as my race is going to be next weekend. I had a mixture feelings about this week. On Monday, I did a steady run on my own, and then I swam with the club, a tough session as usual. On Tuesday, I did some strength and conditioning session in the gym, followed by 1 hour of watt bike session with some intervals. And I did 15 minutes as a big run. On Wednesday, I did at home some strength and conditioning and a yoga 30 minutes a session. And then on Thursday, I did another run, or a little run was on the treadmill, a strength and conditioning in the gym, and then a swim. On Friday and on Saturday, I took 2 days off because the university got in the middle, so I didn't really have time to do anything else. And today it's Sunday. I did my usual swim session with my friends in the pool. And now in the afternoon, I'm going to the gym to do some like very little speed session on the bike and on the run on the treadmill. See how that's gonna be. Very nervous for the race. I don't feel really prepared. I think I would have liked to train more, but it is what it is. We'll see what's going to happen. I'm going to try to do a small and speedy session this week. And also I'm going to try to kind of take it easier for the end of the week to get ready for the race. And I shall come back to you next week after the race. Thank you very much and take care. Bye for now.
Hi, Rich and the AMP listeners. So this week was a really solid week of training and racing. So it starts off on Monday with a rest day as per usual. Then on Tuesday morning, I went for a very wet ride, which was meant to be an hour and a half, but it turned into an hour 40, which was quite nice because it was my last ride on my old Triban before. Later on in the day, I went up to, I think it was Lewisham, to collect my new Merida Reacto 4000. And then when I got home, I went for a little 1.5k spin on it just to get a feel for it. It's so nice. Then on Wednesday, I had my last like race prep time trial before Kennington Doors, which was an 800 meter TT. I did it in about 2:51.88, so yeah, it meant that I had a good time to aim for and to try and beat at Kennington Doors. Then on Thursday I did an easy S&C session, like nice and gentle, and then I went for a gentle 20k ride with my dad, who rode my old bike, which was quite nice. We did that, so it ended up being about 21k, did that in about an hour 10. So that was quite nice and gentle for me, not so gentle for Dad. Then on Friday, I did my last little just easy jog with a couple of strides. It was 2K easy with, I think it was 3x50 meter strides. It was about 3.5K in the end. So that was nice, like just prep. And then the weekend. So on Saturday, I competed in the Kent Indoor Track Championships at Lee Valley Athletic Centre in the under 20 men's 800 metres. I finished in 10th overall, but 5th in the under 20 Kent race. And I got a really good PB. So my old time, which I set in the TT, was 2:51.88. And I think I completed it in about 2:46.3, I think it was. So it was a great PB and I was really happy with that. And my heart rate got up to, I think it was about 200 BPM. So I got my running coach from Canterbury Athletics Academy to record like my heart rate and stuff with my watch. Then on Saturday, no, that was Saturday. On Sunday, I competed again at Kent Indoors, but in the 1500 metres, which I already had an official time from where I competed in the exact same race last year. So my time that I was trying to beat was 5:46 something, I think. Or 5:45 something. In the end, I ended up running it in 5:33.1, I want to say. So it's about a 12-second PB. So I was really happy with that. And because one of my good friends didn't race, yes, it was by default, but I still managed to get bronze in the under 20 men's 15. So I was really happy with that. And then I went home, then chilled. So, yeah, it's been a really solid week of training. And then next week, I'm still awaiting my programme for. I've got a feeling it's going to be a bit of an easier one, as it was a really intense weekend. But yeah, that's been the week.
Well, thanks, guys, for another update. Much appreciated. As Danny said, it's a race week coming up, and she's a little bit nervous, which is understandable. First time that she's done a drafting race, for one thing, and I think it's first time that she's ever tried to qualify, which is another. So there's all those things to take into consideration. Plus the fact, like she said, she hasn't had the preparation that she would have ideally liked due to one thing and another. But that's life, isn't it? That's the way it goes. All you can do, Danny, is go there and give it your best, and I know you will, and just enjoy the whole experience and come out smiling, and that's all we want. Unfortunately, we were going to come up, and because Mrs. C was going to race, we were going to come up and support. Unfortunately, we can't because she's not very well. She's now on antibiotics and steroids. She's got some sort of virus. So, unfortunately, again, her race is run. But good luck. And we will get feedback from the other team members of ours that are going up there to race as well and see how you've got on, and hopefully lots of pictures and some videos, and that'd be great. Another solid week there from Harry. And a new bike. Yeah, I knew that was on the cards, but he showed me a couple of pictures of the ones that he was looking at, and he didn't get either of those in the end. So, Merida, yeah, solid brand. There's no bad bikes these days, so. And it's nice to see his dad's got his old bike and they're going out together. That's really cool. I like that. And he was gearing up, as he said, towards this weekend's Kent Indoor Champs, which he did very well in. A couple of PBs and a bronze medal, so. Don't get much better than that, does it, really? Especially in the under-20s. Wow, he's a few years off that. So, yeah, fantastic result all round there from Harry. Hopefully we'll get some footage put up on our YouTube channel, and you can see a few of the highlights there. So well done, guys. Thank you again. And really looking forward to next week, Danny, see how you've got on. And, yeah, just take it steady this week. Nothing too mad. And, yeah, we'll hear from you when it's all done and dusted. And then there will be one. So just a quick mention of our YouTube channel, AmpGB, where we have started to put some video footage on there from various age group athletes that have been on the podcast doing various things, such as strength training, Zwift racing, box jumping, and all sorts of things on there. So if you could, please get across there and have a look at what the guys are putting on and support them and support the channel. That will be brilliant if you could subscribe to the channel and share it about, because we've pretty much come up with the idea again for you guys to get involved and give a bit back to our community. So that's the whole purpose. So if you've got any videos that you would like to put on, just get in touch with us, DM us Instagram or Facebook, and we can get them put on there as well. The views are pretty good, actually. We're getting 400, 500 views per short, so that's pretty good. So, yeah, head over there, subscribe, and any comments or questions, just leave them in the box below, and we'll try and answer them for you. And if you want to get in touch via email, it's agegroupmultisportpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at amp_1967. Facebook is AmpGB. X is Age Group Multisport Podcast. And as I said, YouTube is AmpGB. Yeah, so until the next one, good luck, Danny, again. And stay safe, keep training, and love the process.